Thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Barnes and Sue Ann McGregor. Hello, I'm Sue Ann McGregor.
And I'm David Barnes. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio. This week we continue our series called Speaking the Language of the Heart with part three, which we named How to Be a Compassionate Listener. We began our five-part series with how to express yourself with honesty and respect with the hilarious movie What About Bob? In that episode, we looked at specific communication styles that get in the way of heart-aligned communication. Last week, we discussed cracking the heart language code, and our featured alignment movie was The Imitation Game, starring Benedict Cumberbatch and Keira Knightley. We have to ask now, if you listened to the show, have you been using your Instincts decoder this past week? How are your conversations going? Better connections? So in the past 2 weeks, we've covered communication patterns that don't work and ones that can help you connect from the heart. This week, we'll discuss how to be a compassionate listener. Our featured alignment movie to help teach us is The King's Speech. This beloved film won 4 Academy Awards for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Screenplay. The King's Speech is based on the true story of King George VI. After the death of his father, King George V, and the scandalous abdication of King Edward VIII, Bertie, played by Colin Firth, has suffered from a debilitating speech impediment all of his life, and he's suddenly crowned King George VI of England. With his country on the brink of war and in desperate need of a leader, his wife Elizabeth, the future Queen Mother, arranges for her husband to see Lionel Logue, played by Geoffrey Rush. After a rough start, the two delve into an unorthodox course of treatment and eventually form an unbreakable bond. This film is directed by Tom Hooper, who's known for many successful projects, including Les Miserables and the John Adams series, one of our favorite TV miniseries featured from HBO, and we source this in our book, It's Just Commerce. Did you know that Tom Hooper's mother was an Aussie, Sue Ann?
No, I didn't, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, he says it was her idea to do the film, and in an interview I was watching, he said he's glad he listened to his mother.
You should always listen to your mom.
We also have another brilliant Aussie actor. Who's this in the show? Joanne, do you know?
Yeah, that's Geoffrey Rush.
So we have some Aussies in this film. Fun, fun, fun.
Definitely.
Well, I really enjoyed this performance. It's one of my favorite films, and it's really a terrific replay of history.
It's a great example of how to form a deep, lasting friendship, too.
Yeah.
So let's get to the key lessons in this week's alignment film. Our first one is be compassionate with your emotional releasing. The King's Speech gives us excellent examples of someone thawing his emotions in the character of Bertie, played by Colin Firth. And Colin Firth is one of my most favourite actors, and he just does a phenomenal job as he plays Bertie. And depending on your family or your cultural norms, stuffing your emotions can be the proper way to behave. There might be great pressure to prevent you from allowing your emotions to flow. In Bertie's family, it's the British stiff upper lip that's valued. Hence, allowing emotions to flow freely can be seen as inappropriate, embarrassing, or even weak. In my experience, being an Aussie, I was always regarded, even as a little child, as being far too sensitive because I let my emotions show. So it's interesting how each culture has their own norms that they expect you to abide by.
So yeah, to your point, it's not just the British culture. I mean, I was
No.
I was reminded of a story I once read about John Kennedy Jr., or as he's sometimes referred to as John John. I don't know if you've seen this story before, but Jackie Kennedy was intentional about teaching her children the Kennedy traditions mm-hmm. and the heritage. She, however, wanted John to be his own person. So on a ski trip, the way the story goes, with Bobby Kennedy and his family, John had fallen on the slopes and started crying. His uncle Bobby instructed John that Kennedys don't cry. Now, haven't we all heard a version of that mm-hmm. before? I guess I'm saying that to some of the men out there. But Jackie says that John looked him straight in the eye and responded, "This Kennedy cries."
We can all learn from that.
Yeah, it's true.
So this pattern of stuffing emotions is clearly a big one for all of us. When you freeze your emotions long enough, it can be really hard to get in touch with how you're feeling. And this creates another set of challenges. Eventually, these emotions need to be released, and many times they leak out, and it can be out of proportion to what is occurring. So in other words, you keep trying to keep them down, but I promise you, at some point, there'll be a little hole will happen and they will leak out. Mm-hmm. So if you notice yourself emotionally overreacting to a situation, there's a good chance you're simply releasing frozen emotions. Sometimes we don't even know we stuffed the emotions in the first place.
Boy, that's a really key point. I mean, this week, one of Sue Ann's long-term clients was in a car accident. Unfortunately, all is well, and she has some minor injuries, but she should heal quickly. But this analogy really occurred to me. When the doctor x-rayed her hand, he noticed it was injured before, and he asked her about it. She says, "No, I've never injured my hand." And she didn't remember anything that ever happened. So he showed her the x-ray and surmised it must have happened when she was young. So we tell this story because it's analogous to what Sue Ann's talking about when we freeze our emotions. They freeze in the body, and most of the time we're not aware what caused the emotions. We simply forgot the memories of what occurred, not unlike Sue Ann's client who couldn't remember how she injured her hand. And it's typically a painful experience that we've either forgotten or most of the time refuse to recognize. You know, many times we just get caught surprised by how much energy these stuffed emotions contain. I know that's been my experience.
Definitely.
So notice in the film how Birdie tells the painful story of his childhood. How his family, or as he corrects his brother in one scene, he says, "We're not a family, we're a firm."
Yes.
Which sounds pretty cold. But his family made fun of his stammering and the unfortunate details of how he was treated by his first nanny. And, you know, it's painful to hear. And Birdie feels deeply. You can tell he's an emotional guy. And it sounds like his early childhood memories caused him much emotional pain that he was instructed to stuff it at all costs.
Yeah, well, you don't worry about it. Didn't really happen. You just get on with what's happening now.
So when Lionel Logue, played by Jeffrey Rush, begins the process of helping him release his emotions, it gets messy, reactive, and at times, Birdie just explodes. This isn't unusual with clients, is it, Sue Ann?
No, I've seen it many, many times.
Yeah, I really love your freezer analogy that you use with some mm-hmm. of your clients. Why don't you tell them a little bit about that?
Well, what I liken it to is think of the old-timey freezers. Now, know that I'm in my 50s, people. So, you know, there may be some of you that don't really know what I'm talking about, but Google it and look at an old-timey freezer.
Google it.
And you'll see what I'm talking about. What used to happen on the old fridges in the freezer section, the ice would build up on the inside of the freezer and it would get thicker and thicker and thicker till you got to a point where you had to defrost the freezer.
Yeah, because you ran out of room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was not, you couldn't put anything more in. So that was the time when you go, "Oh, great, I've got to defrost the freezer."
And you could always tell a bachelor's pad because there was hardly any
That's
room left.
That's correct. Yes, you usually walked into a bachelor's pad and the first thing you had to do was clean up the fridge and then defrost the freezer. So think of this, that when you defrost the freezer, what you have to do is thaw out that ice. You have to allow it to thaw and turn to water and then release. So all of that space is freed up. We work exactly the same way. When you can release those emotions, allow them to thaw, we create space inside of us, space that actually can then be filled with that joy and that love and that peace.
I remember also one time you told a client who said she just wanted it over with now, and you went on with the freezer analogy. Do you remember what you told her about the ice pick and what happens if you go after it?
If you go after hitting the ice pick, you're likely to make holes in yourself, and that's not optimal.
Yeah, so trying to force the
ice. You can't force it.
You damage the freezer.
Exactly, and that's the same with us. You damage yourself if you try to do it too quickly. So when you're thawing a fridge, about the quickest you can do these days, if you had to thaw that freezer, is you would get a hairdryer, blow hot air on it. And that would be as quick as you could do it. Anything else and you are likely to damage it. And it does get messy.
It does.
You end up with water all over the floor. And that's sometimes what happens when you defrost your own emotions. It can get messy.
Yeah, sometimes it looks like crying. In this movie,
exactly,
we see it looking like he's just angry.
Exactly.
I mean, and it's huge kabooms. It's outbursts. So when you recognize your emotions are releasing, it's important that you remember to be compassionate with yourself. Listen, this show's about compassionate listening.
Yes.
And so you have to start with yourself and not judge or be harsh about the process. So it's time to let go of any shame, and we know that's a big one, or guilt, because both of those emotions block this self-compassion. Look, we all want to become compassionate listeners. We just need to connect to our own experience of what real emotional releasing looks like and feels like. And when you can have compassion for yourself, you'll be able to do this for others. We both believe and have written on this that compassion isn't some intellectual concept that's mind-created.
Definitely
no,
isn't.
No, it's and the deeper you go with this concept, the more you realize the complexities of it. In our book, It's Just Commerce, we discuss how our painful life lessons can become the seeds of compassion that are planted in our hearts. And when we allow the seeds to open our hearts, we don't want anyone to experience the pain and deeply feel empathetic compassion for others who experience similar situations. So this is what we get to see as we're watching this movie. Mm-hmm. We get to relate to Birdie, and we get to see how Jeffrey Rush does it with such deep compassion.
But we also get to see when it hits home for Lionel at one point, and how he takes it in but doesn't react, just takes it in. He recognizes that he feels wounded, but he doesn't attack. He just allows the space for the king to come to his own understanding in his own time.
Yeah, you're talking about the scene where they're walking in the park together.
Yes.
And the king, yes, really loses it with him. And you could tell, for those of you that are going to watch this show, go back and pay attention to that scene. To your point, you could see it on Lionel's face. He's taken a hit.
He has taken a hit, but he doesn't lash out.
He doesn't.
He recognizes that he's feeling it, but he just gives space.
He literally pulls back, too.
Yes, exactly. He does. He pulls back. He doesn't disconnect. He pulls back.
Yeah, that's a good point. So this takes us to our next key point in the movie that's included in this alignment process, and that's allow this emotional release to heal you. You might be wondering, well, how do I know if I'm emotionally reacting, and we've talked about that in other shows, or releasing old emotions? And so Anne and I used to talk about this for years when we were writing Taming Your Dragons. Mm-hmm. And it can be tricky and complicated to recognize when you're unconsciously reacting and when you're releasing. But here are some general tips we've experienced that might help you. Reactivity often has a recognizable pattern. Person A does something and person B reacts. Boom, they're off and running. And it's predictable. It's like math. You do this and that's going to happen. And this reaction typically happens regardless of who's involved. So we've discussed these patterns in our past series, In Search of Tolerance, and just the most recent two episodes, we're looking at some of these. So this is a really different. Releasing can be more difficult to detect, but here are some clues. We're finding that it looks like overblown emotion that's disproportionate to the issue at hand. It's similar to an explosion that comes out of nowhere. and it has an intensity that's just not rational. So you can be that person and still recognize this going on. It could be something simply like you broke a glass and now you're really freaking out over the breath.
Oh, really, really upset.
Yeah, and it lasts a while.
Yes.
And your mind's going, what is the matter with you? This was just a glass.
Exactly. But there's the emotional part of you that it's almost been given a reason to let go.
Yeah.
It's something I always tell my clients that can't get to this place to let themselves release. I usually go watch a sappy movie.
Yeah, that's a good...
Because you'll actually then let yourself cry.
Right.
Because now you've got a logical reason for your mind to let yourself cry. But it actually is serving you because it's allowing you to release.
And if you want a good sappy movie, chances are pretty good we've done an alignment movie around
yeah.
this.
So just, I would bet on
just
it.
Just reach out to us.
So related to these, this releasing, think of a volcano erupting without warning. Birdie shows us examples of what this looks like. He starts to release his emotions with great power during discussions of his past. Each time he explodes, he feels better and has less of an emotional charge around his stammering. Birdie has kept all of these emotions locked up inside, and they erupt with great force when the pressure is released. When you recognize that you're releasing, it's not the time to shut down and prevent it. Allow it to heal you. Sometimes it's beneficial to seek out an experienced practitioner, a clergy member, a counselor, or a teacher. What they'll do for you is hold the space
right.
for you to feel what you're feeling. Because often if you're just there on your own, you won't give yourself permission to do
yeah.
that. The judgment, the shame, all of that starts kicking in. So at times we unconsciously expect our mate, family, or friends to play the counselor role. This can be asking too much of
yeah.
them, especially if their pattern is to react unconsciously. It's just not their job to facilitate you through these times. They can certainly be supportive, but too much releasing can put an incredible amount of strain on your most cherished connections. Birdie didn't expect his wife to counsel him through these challenging moments. Having Lionel's expertise allowed her to lovingly support him to keep going.
But you know what I did notice, though, with Birdie is, remember the one scene where he realizes he has to be king and he just weeps and she
yes.
just she just kind of holds him while
she
he
just holds him and lets him feel what he's feeling.
Yeah.
That it's okay. It's like almost all his greatest fears have come together in one moment.
But we didn't see a scene where she was on the receiving end of him yelling and screaming, angry about what happened to
no.
him. And so she could play that role in a loving way.
Mm-hmm. I also loved, it's interesting to show how we can receive comments from other people. I loved his reaction when he just smiled when he asked his oldest daughter, Elizabeth, how his speech was. And she just very matter-of-factly said, well, you stammered a little bit, but it got better as it went on. And I just loved the smile on his face. Here was the first time that he could hear somebody say he stammered, but not hear it as a criticism.
Yeah, that was sweet.
So a skilled practitioner can help you to melt your frozen emotions, and this will make the process much smoother. Birdie was fortunate to have such a skilled teacher in Lionel, and he ends up gaining a lifelong friend. Remember, when you allow your emotions to release, a healing occurs that makes room for that, for more joy, more love, more peace of mind, and connection and compassion with yourself and others. So we want to encourage you to take the journey into yourself. It's worth the trip. Now that we've discussed being compassionate with your own emotional healing, we're ready for our next key point in this alignment session, and that is practice compassionate listening. If you're on the receiving end of someone's emotional release, you get a chance to bring more peace and healing into the world by compassionately listening. In the King's speech, we have an example of how to stay grounded emotionally while allowing another to thaw his or her emotions. Lionel is a highly skilled speech therapist and is a great example of someone compassionately listening. Lionel helps Birdie to begin thawing his emotions and provides a space where it's okay for his past pain and struggles to be released. Lionel has much practice in this work. He's worked with many men returning from war who've experienced trauma. Lionel helped these men by allowing their emotions to be expressed and their psyches to heal.
I really liked how gentle Lionel remains in the face of the emotional storms that occur with Birdie. And his compassion is palpable, and it's very moving to watch. So remember, someone emotionally reacting and releasing is a reflection of his or her past pain. There's really no place for judgment, just compassion. It takes calm, strength, and gentle courage to remain balanced in the face of emotional releasing. You may not be aware, but you're providing a tangible, compassionate bridge for the person releasing, and it helps them make this transition back to peace of mind. This takes us to our next key point. Listen with one purpose. Save advice for another time. In 2012, Thich Nhat Hanh sat down with Oprah on her own series on Sundays and spoke about compassionate listening. He says, "You listen with only one purpose, helping him or her to empty his heart." Here's a clip of that terrific interview.
Deep listening is the kind of listening that can help relieve the suffering of the other person. We can call it compassionate listening. You listen with only one purpose, help him or her to empty his heart. And if you remember that you are helping him or her to suffer less, and then even if he say things full of wrong perceptions, full of bitterness, you are still capable to continue to listen with compassion. Because you know that listening like that, with compassion, you give him or her a chance to suffer less. If you want to help him or her to correct his perception, and then you wait for another time, but for this, the time being, you just listen with compassion and help him or her to suffer less. And 1 hour like that can bring transformation and healing.
I like how he says to listen first without the advice and allow insights or recommendations for another time when the person isn't in emotional pain or releasing.
If you notice what Lionel does in this movie, all he does is keep prompting him to release a little more.
He does.
He's not offering advice.
No.
He's just prompting him to release a mm-hmm. little more and to allow it to continue to surface.
And I think it works well because Birdie was highly motivated to try and
exactly.
find a way out of this stammering problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to trust him. That's why he was willing to go there
exactly.
and see how this would work. It sounds compassionate, thoughtful, and loving, doesn't it?
Definitely does. I also like how Thich Nhat Hanh teaches us that through deep compassionate listening, we're able to learn about our own perceptions versus the other person's perceptions. It's the beginning of ending conflict on the micro and macro level. Just think about your own relationships when you can just sit and listen to somebody. Versus you're off in your head thinking about what you need to say in response to whatever they're saying. It completely changes the dynamic of the conversation. We included Thich Nhat Hanh's teachings in this King Speech Alignment session. You'll get the benefits once you watch the movie.
You know, another thing in his interview with Oprah that we didn't include is he goes on to say that if we could solve a lot of the problems that we're having on the planet with the conflict, if we just got better listening to each other at the macro level also. Nations listen to other nations, mm-hmm. parties listen to other parties. And the more we can do that, the more we can understand that other perspective. And that's the beginning of ending that external conflict and war.
It definitely is, because it's about your focus being on them, not within yourself trying to get your point across.
It's a very peaceful place.
It's a much
way.
More peaceful place because you've actually suspended your judgments, your perceptions, to just hear where they're at.
So if you want to hear that whole interview with Oprah and Thich Nhat Hanh, or this section that we're talking about, just Google it. It's on YouTube. under Own's channel on YouTube, and you can find it and hear the rest of what he had to say. So this takes us to the key benefits part of the show, where we grab some of the main themes that are included in this alignment process movie session. And I'm going to take you through the top 10 real quickly here. First, the ability to release frozen emotions that are ready to go. Second, letting go of any shame of your emotional releasing. Third, staying centered, calm, and compassionate in the face of other people's reactivity. Number four, releasing any need you may have for approval. Number five, letting go of any fear of other people's emotional process and being able to remain calm and centered in the face of it. A realization that the only way to end war is through communication between two people. The ability to recognize when someone is emotionally releasing and in turn help them heal by compassionate listening. Eight, a realization that compassionate listening helps others suffer less. The strength to not take anyone's emotional release personally. And finally, the ability to tangibly bring more peace into your world through compassionate listening. So the steps to energetically benefit from this alignment session are pretty simple. If you haven't already done the intention session, then you need to do this once before watching the movie, and it's right here on our program page. You can also get it on our websites, peaceofmindovertures.com, itsjustcommerce.com, and tameyourdragons.com, and you'll see there's a tab on each one of these front pages. And if you've already done it, you don't need to do that, but you may be wondering, well, why do I have to do this intention session? So we tell people to think of it as downloading an app on your smartphone. You know, the app is to run the software, and you only do it once. The other thing is it gives you an ability to go through a sample of what we're doing with every movie. So you'll see there's energizing beliefs and de-energizing beliefs. So once you've completed this, then go out and watch the movie The King's Speech in its entirety. Now, most of you may have already seen it. It's such a great film. But to get the benefits, you need to go back and see it again. And it's available at most libraries now, or you can stream it on all the normal portals online. So if you enjoyed this show and would like more movies to assist with your emotional experience on your timing, consider buying our book, Taming Your Dragons. When you use the code FMGRADIO in all caps, you save 25% off Taming Your Dragons or It's Just Commerce. These are both available at our bookstore, pomomarket.com. That's FMGRADIO coupon code in all caps when you're checking out, and you'll save a one-time 25% off. When you buy both books, the shipping is on us. So let's take a short break, and when we return, Sue Ann will take us through this week's alignment process session. Don't go away.
Are you ready to unleash the power of your emotions and make a shift towards peace? Discover the secret language of your emotions and understand the powerful, life-changing messages they have for you. Taming Your Dragons, Making Peace with Your Emotions, is a new and innovative book to working with your emotions. According to authors Sue Ann McGregor and David Barnes, all emotions are valuable and are a sophisticated guidance system designed to create a joyful life. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you were at peace with your emotions? Your most perfect guidance system is waiting to show you how to reduce stress in your life and lead you to a path of joy. The life you've always dreamed of is waiting for you, and Taming Your Dragons can help you come into alignment with it. This book guides you through 70 alignment movie sessions. Each movie tangibly changes your particular emotional patterns through the alignment process, bringing your mind into alignment with the power of your heart. Are you ready to become a master of your emotions and experience? Get your copy today at tamingyourdragons.com in digital and paperback. TamingYourDragons.com. Get yours today.
Welcome back. So, Sue Ann, what do you have for us this week?
Well, I've titled this The Miracle of Compassionate Living. We often want the people in our lives to behave and respond in ways we prescribe and get upset and disconnect when they don't. Think about the last time somebody criticized you or reacted to something you said. I've found that what people say to you or about you has more to do with who they are and what they believe than with you. There's a great little book that says it all. The title is What You Think of Me Is None of My Business, and it's by Terry Cole Whitaker. And I often suggest this to my clients because it's a really great reminder. What you think of me is none of my business. It's a reminder that they're coming from their perceptions. Mm-hmm. So when we allow people to be who they are and not expect them to change, it actually creates miracles in our lives. And the tool for doing this is that compassionate listening. I've experienced this many times in my own life. I've come to understand that each person expresses their love differently. This is just one of the things that we express, but especially we get to see it in this expression of love. My dad's a businessman and was not pleased with some of the choices I've made in my life. And we've had many discussions about some of them. And for many years, I disliked hearing what my dad had to say because I heard everything that he said as criticism. It didn't really matter even if he was trying to give me a compliment. I was hearing it as a criticism in some form. But over time, I learnt to listen compassionately to what he had to say. And then I was able to understand where he was coming from and hear the love in what he was saying. All he was really saying at the bottom of any of it was, I want you to be happy and safe. That's what he was trying to say, and I had to learn to hear it differently. The result is today that I have a delightful relationship with my dad, one I would consider truly a sacred union because it's entwined with love. Compassionate listening blossoms into compassionate living, which means your heart and mind are open as you connect with people day by day. So try it and watch the little miracles that occur in each moment and celebrate the connections you make with others and just really thank them for being in your life. So let's align with some intentions for compassionate living. So I'd like you to say these with me. I keep an open mind and heart. Compassionate listening is my natural way of being. I live a compassionate life. I hear the expression of love in what people say to me. I celebrate the connections in my life. I am thankful for the people in my world. So what we're going to do right now is a modality to align us with these intentions. And what I mean by that is we want to be on the same frequency as these intentions. We want to have lots of energy that helps us live out these intentions in our daily life. And to do that, we absolutely have to be on the same frequency. In other words, we have to tune to the radio dial that is blasting these intentions out and be able to hear and feel them. So the modality we're going to do, it's a very simple one. It's called the tongue on the roof of your mouth. And what this does is when you place the tongue on the roof of your mouth, it helps to synchronize the brain waves of the left and the right cerebral hemispheres. And it actually has a calming effect in the body. So place the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth, just behind your upper front teeth. Or if you prefer, you can move it a little further back onto the palate, to the hard palate. Whatever feels most comfortable for you. Hold this position of the tongue while breathing deeply. So we're just going to do this for about 20 seconds. So just place your tongue and just taking deep breaths as you hold it there. Where you might want to use this is think about it. When you're wanting to come out with a retort when somebody's saying something to you, stick your tongue up on the roof of your mouth and just take a few deep breaths. It will actually help you to compassionately listen. So well done. So I hope as this week goes by, you find yourself practicing compassionate living and just really reaping the benefit.
Well, thank you, Sue Ann. I really like the whole concept, the miracle of compassionate living.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't want to live that miracle? So that wraps up our show for this week. We hope you enjoyed the show and are going to go out and watch the King's Speech this week in preparation for next week's show, where we're going to be discussing the healing language of the heart. And this movie is such a joy and so much fun that we're going to be discussing next week. For those of you that love food and music and love, if all those things sound good to you, and we're going to be discussing that next week. So we hope you'll join us, and glad to be with you today. Thank you for collaborating with us today and creating more peace in the world. Please join us next week as we align with new beliefs and emotional patterns through movies. Be sure to visit fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for replays and ways to connect with us. Wishing you a week filled with joy and increasing peace of mind.